What?
I'm laughing at Kristen.
Oh. What she doing?
Her face. She judging me.
Why I came in here? You only heard music.
Oh.
How you met Justin? Tell me about that.
Oh, that's a funny story. So Alex Poetic Soul was planning her mural, and she got Justin on to be the artist.
Yeah.
So before they started the mural, they had these planning sessions where we would meet up at Meshes, and we would offer ideas. Like, they had activities like writing prompts, or they gave everybody a piece of paper and a bunch of like art tools, and like just create. Like, she would read the poem every time. When she'd read the poem, and from that we would kind of interpret some kind of images or something based off the poem, how we interpret it.
Yeah.
And so Justin, being the artist, was there, of course. And then I don't think it was the first time I saw Justin. I think one time I came with Kristen and her friend Chatera. Mm-hmm. And Chatera and Justin had worked together. So we walk in to Meshes, and Alex is recording the whole day of us planning. So Chatera walks in, she screams, "Justin!" And Justin's like, "Chatera!" And, you know, they start, like, you know, hugging and stuff. And
yeah.
So Alex goes, wait, no, y'all gotta redo that. So I have that for the camera. So we walk out, and we come back in, and they do it all over again. And so, I think I saw Justin before, but it wasn't until Chatera was there that I actually like talked to him and stuff.
Yeah.
And then that night, Alex was going to a murder mystery Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
And she invited us, so we all went, and then Justin was there, and another guy was there that Alex knew, that I don't even know where he at these days, but
he's at Bonefish.
For real?
Yeah.
How you know?
Because I saw him when we went the other day, and he works in the kitchen.
Did you talk to him?
No, because he didn't recognize me.
He didn't recognize you, or he didn't want to recognize you?
Well, I saw him. He didn't see me.
Oh, okay.
I was getting out the car. He was smoking outside.
Mm. That's on par for him.
Yeah.
but yeah, so then, like, so it's like, ever since that day, you know, just been cool with Justin.
Nice. I wonder how, you know how him and Alex met?
Him and Alex?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Because I feel like, sometimes I feel like Alex is kind of like the glue
mm-hmm.
of our social circle, where she'd be like drawing all of these different people in, and like we end up connecting with them, like Jerry.
Yeah, because I thought originally that Jerry was a friend of Alex,
right?
Because he came with us to comedy that night, and I was like, oh, this must be one of Alex's friends. Couldn't find it. He didn't know either. It's funny that me and Jerry are good friends, because I love telling this story too. The first verbal interaction I had with Jerry, I went up to him and I was like, "You like comedy?" He did not look back at me, and with the deepest voice he could muster, he was like, "No." And I just was, I said, "Okay, alrighty then." And I walked off. I said, "Okay, well, we're not getting to know this one right here." So then when he came outside and he sat by us while we was talking, and I was thinking to myself, why is he even sitting by us like that? And it's funny because now we're very good friends.
Right. That is funny.
It's funny, I was telling my mom about that, about how me and Jerry first interaction went.
Mm-hmm.
And she was telling me, she said, that's kind of like the interaction between me and my best friend when we first met. She said, I was sitting in school, and they had their names, I guess, on a name tag or something. Mm-hmm. And her friend walked in, and she was like, Alinda Kalalins, like pronouncing her name all wrong. And my mom goes, it's Kale. And then she said the woman's like, well, excuse me. But then ever since then, they've been best friends.
All right. Oh, she's crying back there. Uh-oh. She ain't happy. Something's going on.
Are the Teletubbies not Teletubbying?
They not Teletubbying, I guess. Either that or my mom trying to get her going to bed. Mm-hmm. And she's like, no.
She want a free roam.
Yeah.